But first, Phoenix and Maricopa County more broadly are among the fastest growing areas in the country. With that growth has come changes to the physical landscape of the city, new business opportunities in the valley, and efforts to revitalize some neighborhoods. But what has it meant for areas that don't have easy access to supermarkets or food deserts, as they're called? There are 43 designated food deserts in Metro Phoenix, and while some have benefited from an influx of new residents, others have been left behind. Jason Matthews is Community Impact Director for Valley of the Sun United Way, and he says some parts of town have seen noticeable positive change, while others still suffer from a lack of accessible and affordable groceries, particularly produce. Jason, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's first talk about this change. Like, we've watched the city grow, but it hasn't necessarily grown in those ways for everyone, it sounds like.
That is correct. And you can see how this valley, this county has just changed over the last 10 years, over the last 20 years. And even as we just look about how the valley has recovered from the Great Recession, especially with housing and development of bigger stores and smaller retail, all of those components, I think one great example is downtown Phoenix, where you see that, you know, when I went to school way back in the day at downtown, there was nothing down there. And now you see housing there, you see light rail, you see ASU, and you see a new grocery store, the new Fry's grocery store that has opened, is planned to open up very soon. That's a huge boom to that local area. And it's a little bit of an outlier. You do see that while it's wonderful that downtown Phoenix, which is and has been historically a food desert, it's great for that community, but there's still so many other communities that just lack that investment of grocery to that area.
This is tricky, right? Because it's a balance between private companies coming in and areas that really need them for the public good, right? Give us a sense, first of all, where these 43 food deserts are. Like, downtown Phoenix is one thing, but there are a lot of people with a lot of money in downtown Phoenix now, so I think that probably was inevitable. They were going to get one at some point. Are most of these in areas that where there's a lower income population?
Yeah, there's when you look at those 43 some odd, you know, food deserts within the metro area, you do have the combination of areas that are those denser urban areas. Again, downtown area, and it's not just downtown Phoenix, but you can look at downtown Mesa or Tempe or Glendale or those kind of areas. But you also look at those spaces where they're kind of like semi suburban, and some of like have like an agricultural past. You know, you look at South Phoenix, which was, you know, like for 30, 40 years ago, that was like an epicenter of nurseries and places to get plants and flowers and those kinds of things like that. Ironically, it was a place where people grew a lot of food. And now, like, there you do see some grocery stores that are popping up. But what makes the Maricopa County very unique is that you're looking at food deserts that are in these suburban areas, there are urban areas, and even some areas that are kind of rural. I mean, you get out into like Wickenburg, you get out into some places in like far east Mesa or even far north Phoenix, quite frankly. It's almost like a rural area that's up there.
So this isn't as simple, though, as like plopping any grocery store down in any neighborhood, right? Like, what is the planning role that should go into this to help?
Yeah, so planning is a huge part of any business, quite frankly, going into a neighborhood. And grocery stores are tricky because it's just a hard business. I mean, you're literally working with items that are going bad, and so your profit margins are low. And I do feel a lot for those grocers and those farmers. But I think that when you start looking at this very complicated system and these complicated, actually, combination of systems, you do notice that grocery stores and how we think about grocery stores, it actually adds to the complexity of why they're just not popping up everywhere. Just take one example, such as the size of a grocery store. If you think about how big that grocery store is, even just like from the parking lot, I mean, it's almost like the size of a Target or it's the size of a giant big box store, as opposed to in other dense urban areas where maybe you have like a bodega or you'd have like some like a small corner store. And that one little thing, especially when it comes to planning, it's thinking about like how can we be creative with our city plans, not just in Phoenix, but throughout the valley, that encourages More of these smaller form factor and medium-sized form factor, which is kind of a weird way of thinking about it. I kind of think of like a CVS or like,
sure,
a,
yeah,
or like a Walgreens. But having grocery stores that are like that size, that actually might make it a little bit easier to locate in some of these other areas versus, say, if you think about a food desert, like, well, we can't have a giant, massive store with a parking lot and all these different things. But if we can think creatively and also work with our elected officials to create kind of incentives to have those medium and small form factor grocery stores.
Yeah. All right. That's Jason Matthews, Community Impact Director for Valley of the Sun United Way. Jason, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.